Been these young people helping to lead us in worship. It's a blessing. I want to ask you to open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 4 this evening. Tonight's lesson, we're going to be learning about being delivered from doubt, coming out of doubt. One of the main verses we're going to talk about, and you may get to in your group time here in a minute, is 1 Thessalonians 5:24, which says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." And God is the one who does the work. He's the one that brings us and delivers us. And we want to learn about that tonight. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 1, if you would look at that with me as we get into the Word of God tonight. Going to take just a little bit of time to go through part of this lesson tonight, part of the message tonight. Then here in a little bit, we'll break up into our groups and try to dig in a little deeper together. And connect together through the Word of God. But verse 1 says, "Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee." Let's stop right there and pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. Thank you for the promises of your Word. And Lord, tonight I pray your Spirit would work in our hearts in the areas of our lives where we may doubt, where we may not believe your promises, where we may not act in faith. I pray that you would help our unbelief. Lord, strengthen our faith. Help us to remember all the great things that you've done in our lives, all the great truths that we see in your promises in Scripture. And please encourage our hearts tonight. I pray for the ones that are hearing this message tonight that have never been born again. I pray that tonight would be the night they would repent of their sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and call on your name and be saved. Pray for the saved, that we would grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we would become true disciples walking with you faithfully. Please bless your word tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Most of us would like to have a confident leader, but confidence is probably not the word that Moses would use to describe himself, and it's probably not the word that we would use to describe Moses' leadership, especially early on. He didn't have a lot of confidence. He didn't think much about himself. After 40 years on the backside of the desert, God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. He called him to go back to Egypt, and he said, "I'm going to use you to deliver my people out of bondage." And even though Moses saw this miraculous display of God's power and of God's grace, it seems like he just still didn't have faith. His overwhelming response was a response of doubt. And a lot of us struggle, maybe you can identify with this, most of us struggle with believing that God could use someone like me. Hard to believe that God could ever use someone like me. We doubt ourselves, we have Satan whispering in our ear, reminding us, accusing us of our past failures. And listen, we need to understand that God can bless us, God can use us. We can have strong, godly marriages. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to depend on your upbringing. It can depend on the power of God in your life. We can be people who give to the work of God faithfully. It's not just for wealthy people, it's for faithful people. We can be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just for talkative people who God has gifted with the gift of gab. Every one of us can be a witness of the grace of Jesus Christ in our lives. It's not us, it's what he does through us. A lot of times we fail to see how God could use a storm to bring peace or how he could bring revival in the middle of such overwhelming apathy that we see in churches today. But God can bring revival, God can bring peace, God can use us. Doubt is not a place where we want to stay. We need to realize that with God's calling comes God's enabling. God, when God calls us, he will enable us. And you may say, "Well, I can't do it." And that's right. That's a great place to be. That doesn't mean that you don't do it. It means that you allow God to do it through you. And so we need to understand that. Tonight, I want you to notice, first of all, the reluctance of Moses. In verse 1, Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee." Moses was reluctant because he had a lack of faith. He heard the promises of God, but he told God that God's plan wouldn't work. God told him, I'm going to use you to deliver the people. You're going to come back to right here, and you're going to worship me with all the people of Israel in this place. And he said, no, they won't listen. How many times does God give us a clear command in Scripture? He says, go and do this. And we say, no, that won't work. That won't work. As a matter of fact, I think Christians today spend a lot of time and energy and effort and resources trying to come up with a different way or a better way instead of just doing it God's way by faith. We need to trust that God's way is best and trust that God's way is able. Now, we understand this. Moses could not deliver the people of God. Only God could be the deliverer. God doesn't call us to be the deliverer. He calls us to be the messenger. What our job is to go and tell others of his power to save. Our job is to tell others of how he can deliver. It's not our job to deliver. It's our job to be the messengers of who he is, what he has done, and what he wants to do in people's lives. When it comes to having a godly home and raising a godly family, being a godly witness, none of us are able to do those things on our own. We're not qualified, but God is. And he's able to use us to accomplish his work. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The moment you were saved, God began to work in you, and he will finish that work. He will finish that work. Our confidence is in Christ, in his promises. God has called us to be his followers and to be a light for him. And I already mentioned 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. We need to learn to trust in God and have faith in him. Not only did Moses lack faith, but he had a lack of vision. Now, most of you are probably familiar with this verse. You've at least heard it said. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people what? The people perish. Now, remember the rest of the verse? But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You see, God ties together this idea of vision with the Word of God. A biblical vision means a biblical understanding. To understand what God has revealed, to understand what God has shown, to understand what God's truth is, that's what biblical vision is. If you don't have a biblical understanding and a biblical paradigm, a biblical worldview, you're never going to see life the way God sees it, and you won't be able to stand against the attacks of Satan. You're going to fall for his lies if you don't see the truth. We need to have some men who have a biblical vision for their family. We need to have some women who have a biblical vision for a Christ-like home, to have a home with a godly atmosphere. We need to have church members who have a biblical vision for the potential of this church to impact our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We've got to start looking at who we are and what God's called us to do through the lens of Scripture. Now, I think that a lot of the reason Moses lacked faith and he lacked biblical vision was because of his past failures. Maybe you felt like God could never use you. Maybe you've been told by somebody that God couldn't use you. But you have to stop listening to the accuser of the brethren and start listening to God. Amen. There are a lot of people speaking to you. There are a lot of noises. There are a lot of voices in the world. And you have to choose to listen to the voice of God. Amen. You got to choose to listen to him. Don't let your past blur the vision of what God wants to do with your future. Let me ask you a question. Does your past ever haunt you? Things that maybe you thought were dead and gone, something will happen. I mean, it could be something someone says. It may be a song that you just hear passing by. But all of that past will just flood back into your mind. And Satan will use it to accuse you. Don't let your past blur God's vision for your future. Philippians 3:13-14, Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Don't let your past failures or disappointments or even your past successes keep you from moving forward with a godly vision into the future. God is able. God is able to forgive us. He says in Psalm 103:12 that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Now, I thought about bringing a globe in here to illustrate this, but can you picture a globe in your mind? Does everyone know what a globe is? Amen. It's a model of the planet we live on. So if you just pick any point on that globe and you travel north, at some point, when you travel north, at some point you'll reach the North Pole, and if you keep going, you'll start traveling south. If you understand what I'm trying to say right now, could you please just nod your head? All right. If you, hey, look, attaboy. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. All right, anywhere on that, you start going north, eventually you're going to reach the top, you'll start going back down again. But if you get in anywhere on there and you start going east, you can go east forever and you'll never get to west. You could turn around and go west, and you could go west forever and you'll never get to east. That's the picture that God gives us. Understand, this was in the days of David. This is at a time a lot of people thought the earth was flat. There are still people who think the earth's flat today. But God said it was a circle of the earth, and he let us know that it was a globe. He let us know it was a sphere, and he uses this picture as far as the east is from the west. When you repent of your sins, God forgives you. He cleanses you from all unrighteousness. He removes your iniquities, your transgressions from you, and he'll never bring them back up again. Amen. If you're being accused from past sins and failures, that's not the Lord, that's Satan. Amen. And you can repent, you can be cleansed, and God can use you. Don't have a lack of faith today. Listen, when Moses said, "They will not believe me," he might as well have said, "I don't believe you." And when God commands us to do something, we say, "Well, I can't do that." You might as well be calling God a liar. Because if you'll yield to him, he can. Amen. If you'll submit to him, he will. And so we want to trust in him. He's given us everything we need to do his will. He's given us everything we need to do his will. And he simply calls us to believe and to act in faith. Amen. Believe. An act of faith. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your word. I pray that you would help us to believe your word. Lord, help us when we come up against doubts and unbelief, just to learn and to see your truth and to see the power of your word and your great works, that we might believe. And believing, we would be obedient. I pray if anyone here needs to make a decision tonight, that they would do that. I pray that the lost would be saved. The saved would be surrendered. And Lord, where we failed to believe you, where we failed to act, where we failed to see our lives through a biblical worldview, I pray that you would forgive us and help us to be more faithful. Lord, I pray that you'll bless the rest of our time here together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to break up into our groups. If you don't know where to go, I will try to help you out with that. But Brother